By now you should be very familiar with the Circle of Fifths. So far we have had to play through it with chords, with different inversions of chords, with single notes, and many other things. But today we are going over a few new assignments you must complete involving the Circle of Fifths. Now that you know a bunch of four-note chords, for example, C major 7, C7, C minor 7, etc. Now you should know how to move those through the Circle of Fifths. So let's start with major 7th chords. C major 7, G major 7, D major 7, A major 7, E major 7, B major 7, F sharp major 7, D flat major 7, A flat major 7, E flat major 7, B flat major 7, F major 7, and then you're back to C major 7. I should know that with each type. Now I'll show you one more example. I will use minor 7th chords, and I will go counterclockwise. So, for example, if I start on E flat, it says E flat minor 7, A flat minor 7, C sharp minor 7, F sharp minor 7, B minor 7, E minor 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, G minor 7, C minor 7, F minor 7, B flat minor 7, E flat minor 7, etc. So you should know it with each type of four-note chord. Here is the next assignment. In addition to knowing all of the four-note chords through the circle of fifths and fourths, you should know every inversion of every four-note chord. For example, I'll do dominant sevenths, and I'll do the first inversion. So instead of having C as the lowest note for C7, I'll have the third E as the lowest note. So let's go through the circle of fourths with dominant 7 first inversion chords. C7, F7, B flat 7, E flat 7, A flat 7, D flat 7, G flat 7, B7, E7, A7, D7, G7, and we're back to C7. So you should know that with any type of four-note chord, any inversion of each. And finally, you should know how to play through the four-note chords, always using the nearest inversion of the new chord. For example, if I play a C7, going to F7 should be as easy as moving just these top three notes, since the C note exists in the C7, and it exists in F7. So watch how easy this movement is. C7, F7. So I didn't have to move everything, I only had to move three out of the notes. Now going to B flat 7, I will keep the F note. This is B flat 7. So you always keep the root note of the current chord as you go to the next chord. So here the root note's B flat. I can keep that as I go to E flat 7. Now I can keep the E flat as I go to A flat 7. I can keep the A flat as I go to D flat 7. I can keep the D flat as I go to G flat 7. Keep the G flat. B7. I keep the B. E7. Keep the E. A7. Keep the A. This is D7. And I keep the D as I go to G7, and then finally we're back at C7. There's always one note you can keep as you go to the new chord, the nearest inversion. For dominants, it happens to be the root chord, the root note.
That stays the same for each.